Amen. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. Everybody, we will chorus it together. That's our scripture. Hebrews 13 and verse 8. Everybody, shall we go? Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Say it again. Very loud again. One more time. Do you know why I've got this scripture? Our God is not a partial God. That man came all the way from Onitsha, and God healed him. Praise the Lord. He had an infirmity, he could not urinate normally. And we are under the same grace here now. And we are coming by that same Jesus. If you connect any problem, thank you, Jesus. Any problem, that is the reason why you are here. Any is any. Did I say any? Any problem. Don't wait for me to mention it. When I say any, it includes your own. None is left. Amen. None is left. Whether na fruit of the womb, whether na HIV, cancer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You will go and check, the nonsense will disappear. I say it will disappear. Are you ready? That's our scripture for today. For somebody to have faith. Why are we using water? Years back, when the church just started, we went and we prayed for everybody one by one. But the church started increasing. And by the time I finish, I get tired. Some people, I will not be able to pray for them. They will go back. And I don't believe in praying for praying's sake. Come and line up. Just believe. Receive healing. Slap your head. Push you. Slap your head. Touch your belly. Slap your head. Push you. Touch your head. Slap your belly. Slap your head. Go back. Then it turns. Say, it's over. I don't have that type of faith. My faith is koro. Pray, check. It's still there. Check again. It's still there. If it's still there, I will say, come back tomorrow. I don't tire. Come back tomorrow. We'll continue. Why? Because there is divine healing. The fact that I pray for you, you don't heal now, does not mean our God doesn't heal. Because by his stripes we are healed. So when the church increased, I went praying before the Lord. I asked for grace. Lord, give me grace that when I stand like this, everybody will receive healing. And the Lord ministered to me that I should bless water. And he will use it and heal anybody that is sick. And it has never failed. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And that is when we started. I said, if I carry water, give it, they will say I put something inside. So I said, you bring the water by yourself. So that when you will thank God, you will not be thanking Pastor Moses. You will be thanking God and thanking God the Lord, because you will see God. You will see him. You will see him. Praise the Lord. And when God wants to step into that your matter, he will use a very simple thing. For his seed, for his real children, when he wants to start a relationship with you, he will do something for you to confirm his reality with simplicity. You went to that mountain for years, for months. You keep going there to spend days and come back. The situation doesn't change. It doesn't mean he does not hear your prayer. You have gone from crusade to crusade, from man of God to man of God. It didn't work. It doesn't mean he does not honor your faith. He was the one you were looking for. But he walks in various ways. One of the ways is in simplicity. So that you will know it's not because of your fasting he answered you. So that you will know it's not because of any other thing. He will do it in a simple way. Like that testimony I gave of that woman looking for fruit of the womb for years, that traveled all over. They have money, they have gone everywhere. I came for fruit of the womb program here one time and saw people saying pure water, 5 naira at that time. I said 5 naira, and she bought her own outside and came. And she drank it as we blessed the people. And she went, to her surprise, she thought she was sick. When she went to check, the doctor said she was pregnant. Hallelujah. And trace it, the number of times, trace it from that day that she came here and drank that water. With all the millions they spent, everywhere they went, they couldn't get it back. When God wanted to establish a relationship with that woman, he used 5 naira. Hallelujah. Somebody here, God wants to establish a relationship with you. So that you will know there is a God that can do what no man can do. That woman traveled to America, delivered the baby. The next year program, we were holding that program once every year. She came, traveled from America to show everybody the baby and to testify. You, somebody here, by next Tuesday, everybody will see your testimony. Are you ready now? And I look, whenever God gives you a revelation, amen, always try to see how scriptural it is. Anytime you hear a voice tells you to do something, always, those of us who know our scriptures, I begin to say, why did God say we should use water? And I saw that it's a prophetic action. Number one, the water. Thank you, Father. The water. Don't worry. Don't worry. You are sick, Abi. Whoever it is that is drying my spirit, you will see my God in action now. Amen. Amen. They're drawing my spirit. Don't say, if only this man can lay hand on me. Stop that. Did I tell you, am I preaching my hand or I'm preaching Jesus? Who is the person? If only this man will lay hand on me. Who is the person saying it? I was hearing it. A woman. Who is the? It's a female voice. I was hearing. If only this man will lay hand on me. Who is him? Who is the person? Who was the person talking now? What now as I talk? You are the one. See, am I advertising my hand? I'm advertising the cross. That woman, 12 years. Were you here last Saturday? See her. Are you the one? Oh, you are the one. Are you the one or you? Eh? Oh, two of you. You want me to lay hand on you? You want me to lay hand on you? Where did you lay my hand? Eh? You don't carry power. I don't want to tell you where the power is now. They look my hand. This hand not carry any power, anything. The power is in my mouth. And that power, you don't get mouth. Verse 20, Proverbs chapter 18. What does it say? You are distracting me with what you were doing. What does it say? A man's belly, hallelujah, shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. 21. Very loud, say it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 1, verse 2, verse 1. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, power of the spoken tongue, spoken word, the mouth again. As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these days, but according to my word. You say it's because it's Elijah. It's Elijah. James chapter 5, verse 17. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. He was a common man like us. James says so. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. So don't say it's because I am pastor. I get mad, you get mad. Forget these pastors when they deceive us, say they get special. The only special thing we have is faith. We have faith, you don't have faith. And the reason we have faith is because of what we know. And you don't know. You don't know the power that you have in your mouth. I know the power I have in my mouth. It's not this water that will heal you. It is what you will say. Do you understand? The anointing is not in this water. The anointing, sir, is in your mouth. Death and life is in the power of your mouth. Death and life is not in the altar here. It's not in the altar here. Father, confirm that what I'm saying is the truth. This night they will stand and give you praise. And they will obey the instruction of the prophets. Confirm it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Even now, water here signifies is a prophetic action. Water here gives life. If anybody faint, quench, what do you immediately rush on the person? Water. When life is going out of you, they rush you to the hospital. That drip, where did they put? Now water? It's water. And what will happen? Life will come back. Any plant that is dead, you want it to come back to life, what do you pour there? Water. No matter how die rich, if you receive water, it will come back to life. Somebody today, there shall be restoration. As you will drink this water prophetically, hallelujah, when he died on the cross on Calvary, two things came out of his side. When that soldier pierced his side, what and what came out? Blood and water. People don't know. That's why I say, it's knowledge that I have that you don't have. Somebody here. Why blood and water? They don't know what he was doing there. Blood there is the price of our redemption. Hallelujah. He purchased us with the price of his blood. We no longer belong to Satan. The power he has over us is broken. But we are coming to him, feeble, bruised, disturbed, frustrated by Satan and satanic agencies. That water that comes out, I came that ye might have life and have it more abundantly. Somebody here, abundant life shall begin to manifest in your life from today. Somebody here, there shall be restoration today. As you will drink small, only drink, or just drink, only drink here. Small. Any aspect of your life that is dead shall resurrect in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout your name, Moses Alu, there shall be abundant life. Say it again. Especially those of you not in the work. The brother that came to me in the office today, he said he never start anything. He don't complete anything where he starts for life. You start to school, you don't complete them. You start a business, you don't complete them. You start relationship for marriage, you don't complete them. You start everything, you don't complete them. But the journey to heaven that you start, you must complete it. Oh. That heaven we must reach. Oh. Today, the barrier that stops you shall be removed. I say it shall be removed. Anything as you drink this water, It is written, what my father has not planted shall be rooted out. As you drink this water, somebody here, there shall be environmental sanitation. Eh? When you drink, finish, see your belly, they do grew. It's environmental sanitation. Some of you begin to feel pain. Where you know they feel pain before, it's a battle going on there. It's a surgery going on there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Hallelujah. Jesus, may you reign.
Oh, may you reign.
Jesus, may you reign.
May you reign.
Oh God.
Yesterday you reign. You reign and feed my life. Today
come on.
I'm reigning
forevermore.
Yesterday you reigned.
Yesterday you reigned.
Oh,
you reigned in my life.
Today
of my reign.
I'm reigning forevermore.
As I drink this water, let this happen. That's where the anointing is. And every one of us have that grace in our mouth. Lord, my menstrual cycle that has been disturbed as I drink this water, release it, Lord. Lord, my womb that has also problem, use this water and open it, Lord. Blood of Jesus Christ, speak for me. Then begin. If you have a moving object, say, Lord, they say I have infection. Every day, malaria, typhoid, Lord. Use this and do environmental sanitation. Free me from that virus. Free me from that bacteria. Free me from the cause of this pain. Free me from this, migraine headache. Free me from that pain in the chest. Free me from that pain, from the, whatever it is you ask God to use this water. Then keep praying until I tell you to stop. Then I will tell you when to drink it. Blood of Jesus Christ, speak for me. Shall we go? As I will drink this water, oh yeah, pray. Environmental sanitation. Oh, remember me.
Oh Lord, remember me in your kingdom. Remember me, oh Lord, in your kingdom. Remember me, Savior. Remember me in your presence. Papa, remember me, oh Lord. Remember me in your presence. Extend up the days, remember me, Papa. Remember me in your presence.
And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. As you drink that water, it shall be according to your desire. As you will drink part of that water, it will be according to your prayer request in the name of Jesus. They say you don't get blood. I declare this blood tonic in the name of Jesus. I declare this water, healing water in the name of Jesus. But before you drink it, maybe there is anybody here. The enemy has put you in a cage and covered you. This is a point of contact to that cage. Lift it up above your head. This is a point of contact to every cage. That cage your business, cage your finance, that cage your marriage, cage your womb, that cage your glory, that cage your document that you have been looking for, that cage your certificate, cage your education. I declare a point of contact to that evil cage in the name of Jesus Christ. As
you will drink this water.
Oh, let the minister watch your people, please. Please watch your people. It's deliverance now. There are some people that are very light in the spirit. They will manifest when they see when the angel passes them. And some demons will run out. Run and go back to where it came from. Back to sender. Back to sender. Okay. We are going to do that action again. Moses, hello, comfort. And then when you cross like this, you are jumping over every hindrance to your progress. Moses, hello, comfort. Very loud, shall we go? Comfort! I didn't say comfort, oh. Now comfort, not be comfort. Comfort, now person name. So you can say comfort, comfort. Are you ready now? He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. As you will drink this water, shouting the blood of Jesus Christ 4 times and shouting your name and drink this water, it shall even be according to your prayer in the name of Jesus. There shall be restoration. There shall be revival. There shall be resurrection. There shall be healing. There shall be deliverance. There shall be freedom. The blood of Jesus Christ, speak for me. 4 times shall we go? 2, 3. Finally, shout your name. Drink and receive your healing and deliverance and restoration and revival in the name of Jesus. Cover the water back. Cover your water back. He said we should ask. One hand on your head, one hand on your stomach, close your eyes, and that rain will fall now. Give me a key. Baba, we are in your presence. It's a prayer.
Let it rain. Your rain. Your rain. Let it fall. Let it fall. We are in your presence.
We are in your presence.
Oh, let it rain.
Let it rain.
Lord, your rain.
Us your rain.
Let it fall.
Bring them out.
The floodgates in abundance. And cause your rain to fall. Open the heavens. The floodgates in abundance. And cause your rain.
Cause your rain.
Oh,
follow him.
Oh, we
follow him.
Baba, oh,
Baba,
oh, 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 oh. Baba, oh, oh.
Baba.
Say, Baba, oh. Say ba 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 ba
ba ba.
Say ba ba ba.
Say
ba ba.
Oh,
so say ba ba.
Oh,
ba ba oh, ba ba
oh.
Say ba ba oh,
ba ba
oh. We come to you, Lord. Oh,
Baba.
Oh,
Baba, we are in your presence.
Oh, let it rain. Your rain.
Oh,
let it fall. We are in your presence.
We are in
rain on us.
Oh, your hands. Let it fall. Open the floodgates.
And cause your rain. Sing open,
open the floodgates
in abundance,
in abundance,
and cast your rain,
and cast your rain
into the
world.
Oh, say, Baba, oh,
call a healer, the rain fall. You promise,
Baba, 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 Baba,
you promise us rain of blessing.
Baba, 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 we pray.
You promise, you promise.
Father, you promise.
Father, you promise. You promise.
Your love and my
word. Jesus, you promise.
Sing, Baba, oh. Someone say, oh, Baba, oh. Oh, oh, Baba, oh.
You say we should ask in the time of the latter rain, and this is the day of the latter rain, and God is moving again in His power. He said it by the anointing.
Jesus breaks the yoke.
Any yoke, yoking you with a shrine, yoking you with a cost, yoking you with marine kingdom. Yoking with an evil uncle, evil mama, evil man. By the Holy Ghost and power.
Just as the prophet said.
Oh, this is the day of the latter rain. God is moving in His power.
By the anointing Jesus breath.
Is here now.
By the Holy Ghost and power, just as the prophet said.
Oh,
hey,
this is the day of the Lazarus.
Any yoke,
God is moving in His power again.
Oh yes,
by the anointing Jesus' breath.
Any yoke with the devil, with the enemy, in any way. Yoke of frustration. You want to move forward, he'll draw you back. That yoke is broken today in the name of Jesus. And he said, loose him and let him go. I'm going to loose you now, you will go home. You will go and testify. You will apply that water in the night. Then you will sleep. Anybody here? Please help them there. Help brothers, help us, help him there. Right in front of you, brother. They tie your womb. They tie your marriage. Be in the spirit, do what I want you to do now. If you do, you won't come to me for prayer again.
Amen.
You see what will happen.
Amen. I receive my marriage.
They tie your marriage. You are watching me from abroad. They tie your documents so that you will remain frustrated abroad. They tie your promotion. They tie your market. That's why that market, no green sell. They tie your certificate so that you will never get a job. They tie your business. That's why your business is stagnated. They tie your mother's children. That's why, including you, nothing good is coming to you. They tie your ministry. Even the gifts that God gave you, you can't see it again. They tie your finances. All your finance messed up. Oh, there is good news. With the power to bind and to loose, I stand at this altar of restoration. If you can turn 360 degrees and say, Amen, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever they tie, make sure you turn up, turn up, If they tie the baby in your womb, they tie your husband, tie your wife, tie your mama, tie your papa. See my God now. He told Lazarus. I told that woman also, lose her and let her go. Lose him and let him go. Hey! If that person, at the hearing of my voice, watching me or you are here now, physically here, if you can turn 360 degrees and shout, Amen, Lord Jesus Christ, stand at this altar. I say, you are loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn! You are loosening yourself. You are doing deliverance. You are delivering yourself in a tongue psychedelically. Turn with anger. Let the minister bring them out. Let people turn so that nobody will be disturbed. Anybody under anointing. They tie your glory. Maybe where you go make your hair, they come out your hair. They shave and when they sleep. For total restoration now. You are loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Your womb is loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Your marriage is loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Your finance is loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Your stomach is loose in the name of Jesus Christ. I say your star is loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Your glory is loose in the name of Jesus Christ. You are loose in Jesus' name. Loose them, loose them, loose them, loose them, loose them, loose them. Loose them, loose them, loose them, loose them, loose them, loose them. Lose them, lose them, lose them, lose them. Lose them. They can't call me and go in any bondage. Lose them, lose them. Lose them, lose them, lose them, lose them. Lose them, lose them. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Somebody shout, I am free in Jesus' name. Say very loud. Say it again. Wave your hand and shout, thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Seven times, shall we go? For the last time, use that hand and worship God. Use that hand and worship God. Worship Him. Clap, clap that hand because that hand will receive your expectation. That hand will receive your expectation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.